San Jose, Oakland. Boom. Come join me.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The healthcare summit is wrapping up in Washington. There have been some touchy exchanges over the past 6 hours, but for the most part, the conversation has been civil. With the latest, we're live at the White House with ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
Breaking only for lunch, Sherry, President Obama has presided over this extraordinary airing of views, engaging his opponents one-on-one, like last hour, top House Republican John Boehner.
The American people want us to scrap this bill.
After hours of substantive debate on the issues, the president wasn't pleased to hear that.
Every so often we have a pretty good conversation trying to get on some specifics, and then we go back to, you know, the standard talking points the Democrats and Republicans have had for the last year.
The president says there are serious philosophical differences, but plenty of areas where both sides agree.
ABC Stephen Portnoy live. Another big winter storm is barreling into the Northeast, including the New York City area, where ABC's Jim Hickey ran into some nasty traffic on his way home to New Jersey.
Sherry, traveling the Jersey Turnpike is a real exercise in defensive driving. Visibility is limited by weather oscillating between blowing snow and pounding sleet, compounded by a veil of fog and a blanket of mist from all the traffic. Conditions even the pros, the big rig drivers, treat with respect.
Real touchy, real dangerous, gotta be real safe.
The fog and mist are caused by just above freezing temperatures, turning the roads into a slushy, sloppy, goopy mess. Sherry?
A Maryland teacher in a school have apologized for trying to force a 13-year-old middle school student to stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. Montgomery County Schools spokesman Dana Tofik says school was wrong.
We asked them to stand and participate, but they don't have to, and that's one thing that we make it clear. The Supreme Court has ruled on that, and our regulations say that.
The girl's dad says she didn't feel well. That's why she didn't stand up on the first day. She didn't stand up on the second day, he says, out of principle. Markets Dow down 56 points, NASDAQ down 3 points. You're listening to ABC News.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on Miracle-Gro garden soil for flowers and vegetables. Right now, a one-cubic-foot bag is just $3.97. It feeds your flowers and vegetables for up to 3 full months. That's 3 full months you don't have to feed them. You just enjoy them. And water occasionally. All because you started out with that bag of Miracle-Gro garden soil you got for just $3.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through March 3rd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Rethinking what pain reliever you're taking? Fact. For over 25 years, millions of people have trusted Advil to relieve their pains. From headaches to muscle aches to joint and minor arthritis pain. In test after test, Advil has been shown to be safe and effective when used as directed. Join the millions who trust Advil. Go to Advil.com today to learn more. The fact is, for relief you can trust, reach for Advil.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
The Defense Department has suspended a program that granted military spouses up to $6,000 for college or career training. So many people had signed up that the program went broke. More than 1,200 military spouses have now joined a Facebook page to vent their frustration. There have been evacuations at a big aquarium in Dubai where one of the tanks is dripping.
Dubai's record-breakingly large aquarium has sprung a leak. Guards at the Dubai Mall said the tank suffered a small break. It was blocked to passersby as gushing water flooded the area. The tank, known as the Underwater Zoo, contains more than 400 sharks and stingrays and was built to house over 33,000 marine animals. Lara Satrakian, ABC News, Dubai.
New York federal judge has denied bail to the son of actor Michael Douglas in a drug dealing case. Cameron Douglas pleaded guilty in January to selling meth and cocaine while holed up in a trendy New York City hotel. What's in a name? Well, too much for one relative of a Wall Street scam artist.
The surname is too much to bear for Bernie Madoff's daughter-in-law, Stephanie. Citing death and other threats against the family, she asked a court here in New York to change her last name and her two kids' last names to Morgan. Stephanie Madoff said she fears for her safety and the safety of her children, 3-year-old Audrey and 1-year-old Nicholas. Court records say her husband, Bernie Madoff's son Mark, has no objection.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. This is ABC News.
If there were 100 people in our town, we'd need a couple of traffic lights. If the following year there were a lot more people, we'd need a lot more traffic lights. But if we didn't answer the census, we wouldn't know how much we've grown. We'd still have a couple of traffic lights and a whole lot of gridlock. Answer the census. It's how we get our fair share of funding for the things we need. Look for the census in your mail mid-March. We can't move forward until you mail it back. 2010 Census. It's in our hands. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau. Learn more at 2010census.gov.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. Oakland parking officers have been told not to enforce some parking rules in the wealthier Montclair and Broadway Terrace neighborhoods, while ticketing for the same violations are okay elsewhere. It sparked a protest outside City Hall this afternoon. Two Fresno County deputies have been shot during an unspecified investigation. Their conditions are not known yet. Both are at the hospital. Officers say the shooter opened fire from a home they've surrounded. Hemet police say a booby-trapped sliding fence was rigged with a gun to kill detectives arriving at a Riverside County gang detail building. It's the second attempt to kill officers at that building in 2 months. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Matt Kellogg.
Good afternoon. We start in San Jose, 101 southbound after Hillier Avenue. Look out for an injury accident. Big Rig and a car fire. Crews have the left lane shut down. Big Rig was moved over the right shoulder, and there's car parts and debris scattered throughout the roadway. Traffic is slowing. The internet, it's good for emailing inspirational anecdotes, but even better for securely managing your health online 24/7. Kaiser Permanente Thrive. Visit kp.org/thrive. With the Bay Area's best traffic coverage, I'm Matt Kellogg, KGO Radio News.
Sunshine around the Bay Area this afternoon. The rain arrives after midnight. It'll be heavy at times tomorrow. With gusty winds. It's 58 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, let's give you a little flu update. Haven't talked about that in a while. And we don't have the complete statistics yet, so we can begin to just take a tentative look at what happened. Well, first of all, the most significant thing is the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices has just made a radical decision. Public health experts have long recommended we all get a flu shot. You know how it's been. Certain ages get them, certain ages don't get them, blah, blah, blah. Well, they now recommend universal flu vaccination. So far, swine flu seems to be especially devastating for very obese people and school-age children, as opposed to seasonal flu, which is, I don't know if I like that term yet, which kills mostly elderly people. The very obese people have 4 times the rate of hospitalization and death, and kids 5 times higher than usual. That's something that's going to have to be sorted out. We're working on detailed studies to get all the numbers. We're looking at the Southern Hemisphere now. You know, I just got back from a vacation in the Southern Hemisphere, and it's hot and humid, and it's the summertime down there. And as they swing into fall and we swing into spring, that's where we start to look for, okay, what are we in for next fall? Because we got to start late spring making the vaccine for them. And so I won't, get into the details where they are, but, in a normal season, swine flu may kill regular flu, 36,000 people. I've been telling you that figure for 30 years here, and now everybody's kind of used to hearing it. So far, you have officially 17,000 people who've died from swine flu, but that is not a complete figure. They expect, don't hold me to this, they expect that flu deaths this year will be worse than in a seasonal year. And worse in a way that it's hit young kids. I mean, I hate to say, oh, it's old people that die, in a regular year, so that doesn't matter. And nevertheless, 78% of doses that shipped of the vaccine people took. 86 million of you got the swine flu vaccine. And it's going to be in next year's regular flu shot. Pretty sure. H1N1, made up of 90% of viruses taken for patients. H3N2, is the, there's a couple of nasty subtypes there, accounted for 6% of cases in Asia right now, and it's on the rise. This is looking to next year, what we can expect, and a new variant of H3N2 has emerged that is different from the one covered by the current season. So I'm kind of preparing you. Give you some appreciation for what it takes to get a vaccine to market and distributed in a couple of months. I don't know what kind of business you're in, but you know how distribution is a big cost and a big issue. So, a little appreciation for some of the efforts that people make. All right, this comes under the heading of, politicians. There was a poll today I saw where we don't have a lot of respect for our legislators. And in some cases, it's deserved. Now, I bash them all the time. I admit that. That doesn't mean I don't think there aren't some very intelligent and wise people trying to run this country. But there's also the opposite. I mean, all they did was get elected. Now, you know, the basic temper of the American perspective, getting elected really doesn't mean you know what you're talking about. It's an emotional deal. So should be no surprise these next two stories, and I can't get to the very bottom of it, but California lawmakers in the state assembly, they're going to vote on a resolution. We're going to ban cussing. We're going to start off with a cursing-free week that will occur annually. It will occur during the first week of March. The state Senate will have a final vote. And the rest of the week will be swear word free if both houses approve the resolution. And the inspiration was an assemblyman heard about a Pasadena teenager who founded a no cursing club at his junior high school. And so he was inspired by that. And, you know, so now, you know, all the water's clean and all our air is clean. So now we're going to clean up people's language. Now, the kid, not the legislator, but it's being used in all the press materials, said there's a link between cursing and drug use, bullying, and other harmful behavior. A cuss-free world would be a more harmonious one. Well, I don't know that. If you can't curse, maybe you pick up a bat and whack someone in the head. And I would simply offer that classic study. Remember that was about 8 months ago, which found that cursing is a great way to relieve pain. That's why when you hit your thumb with a hammer, you don't go, oh, my goodness. You go, oh, beep, right? And that when they had people, they purposely inflicted people with pain and then had them either curse or come up with, oh, my goodness, people who cursed had a greater relief of their pain. It's somehow as if you blow out one circuit in the brain and do something you normally do not do to relieve pressure somewhere else. Simplistic, mechanistic explanation for something as complex as the brain, but that stands. So there's going to be a lot of people taking OxyContin if they pass this thing because they can't curse. We're not supposed to. Here's another one I don't get. In a time of budget cuts, why is California Alcoholic and Beverage Control cracking down on bars in San Francisco who adulterate spirits like, and this is one of my favorites, I learned to like this in Italy, limoncello. In the certain parts of Italy, everybody makes limoncello in their backyard. It's simply alcohol, sugar, and lemon juice. You let it sit a while. A lot of you, for instance, will take a bottle of vodka and you throw in some lemons or throw an orange and you make an infusion, it's called. Anyway, they're cracking down on this, and I'm not sure why, in bars. Infusing spirits with herbs or fruit. Agents have reportedly been in San Francisco sniffing around these grievous lawbreakers. And here's an advisory sent out by the ABC about it. Rectification is any process or procedure whereby distilled spirits are cut, blended, mixed, infused with any ingredient, which reacts with the constituents and changes the character and nature of the standards of identity. One example, but not limited to, creating products such as limoncello or limoncello, I think it correct is right, L-I-M, right? Italian for lemon. In which sugar citrus products are combined with vodka and stored, initiating a maturation process, which consequently changes the character and nature of the vodka. I don't know how you change the character and nature of the vodka. Alcohol, you know, is alcohol. It's a very, very simple kind of a molecule. And whether, and they offer us both spellings, limoncello, limoncello. Why do they care? Now, of course, they don't want us making moonshine, but in a restaurant flavor, I mean, you can add anything you want to a drink, to vodka, to make a drink, right? So I don't know. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle, so it's from a reputable source. I don't understand what it's about. Okay, here's a tough one. I've listened to it. A lot of you have sent me emails about it, about a couple of, as you are affectionately beginning to call him, the Wizard of Oz show. About one particular show on energy healing and some of his statements, which I didn't believe in your emails, and I've watched it. And yes, he said some things that are pretty out there. One thing, and his wife's a powerful influence, I guess, is talking about Reiki. I mean, he makes definitive statements about something that studies have found is worthless, the laying on of hands. You know, you put your hands on somebody, so they bring a woman up from the audience who has a headache, and they put the hands on the woman's head, and she says, oh, my headache is going away. All right? And As Dr. Oz says, the therapist says, this is a balancing practice. So rather than addressing a headache or whatever is a problem, it influences a person's overall system towards balance. Anybody understand that? Dr. Oz says this can manage your energy, can manipulate your energy, and cure what ails you. And, of course, there's really no such thing. And he makes some very extraordinary statements. And then his website, I'm getting this from randy.org. Great website. You want to get to the bottom of the line on this stuff. Randy.org. And some of you are, some of the comments are quite angry, which is encouraging that people care so much. And also, as Dr. Oz says, alternative medicine deals with body's energy, something that Western medicine does not. We're understanding things that we know in our hearts are true, but we could never measure. No, it's not true. As we get better understanding, we realize the next big frontier is energy medicine. It's not the joints moving, not the chemistry. It's understanding how energy influences how we feel. Now, I don't know what energy exactly they're referring to. Is this electromagnetic energy? Is this the waves coming from cell phone towers? It's an awfully abused word. And as one commentator, well, the person who writes the article says, the rhetoric seems to work in many people. It's a large audience, lots of books sold, and surely he is Oprah's favorite doctor. But the only excuse I can make for the guy, and why I keep doing this, I don't know, because I had high hopes. You know, I want to see professionals who understand it. You know, I watch news and watch television. I like to see a weather guy telling me weather. I like to see a sports person telling me sports. They know what they're talking about. So the idea that at least there's a medical doctor doing a health show is encouraging to me. And, you know, I've done that myself. He said, if you have a problem that you can't solve, try this. You see, there's that gray area. If, you know, your doctor gives up on you, what's wrong with you trying something like this, which works by the placebo effect and might help you because you have a powerful belief in it, because you turned your back on, you know, Western medicine, and maybe rightfully so. And as we, you know, this place we come to very often in our conversations, is that, does that make sense? Anyway, go to randy.org. You can read some of the comments. And I'm happy to say most people, at least on that website, kind of get it. All right, men, get out your glasses and your microscope and your little counters. Here is an at-home sperm count test. Yeah, you can go blind doing this one. It's actually pretty clever. A lot of men don't want to do this test because they're embarrassed. And, well, you know, in a lab, by the way, they count them. They, you know, put on a slide, square, make a little square, and count the ones in that square, multiply by a number of squares, and that's it. They found this test 96% accurate. And, you know, normally it's 20 million of the critters per milliliter of semen. And the test gives you all these other levels. But here's how it works. It detects a protein on the surface of sperm, known as SP10. There's a lot of cell biology behind this, by the way. And a lot of it funded by National Institutes of Health. And what happens is you mix the semen with a detergent that releases the protein, and then you put a few drops in two sample wells. You wait 7 minutes, you get a color, and it gives you your deal. Interesting study from Iran on depressed sex drive, and the finding that Wellbutrin may be helpful for women of inhibited sexual desire. And, you know, I don't want to get into the definitions of that. Is this a real disease, or the pharmacos is gearing up for another blockbuster hit? And they found women with hypoactive desire took the drug for 12 weeks compared to women of placebo. Their scores went up. Now, in the past, as you know, SSRIs, antidepressants, can depress your sex drive. And we have found when you switch to Wellbutrin, which is also kind of an antidepressant, that it doesn't inhibit your sex drive. Little did we expect, it actually improves it. And this does not include depression. Because we know that a low sex drive can be accounted for by depression. And so the question, there's a standard way, by the way, of measuring your libido. And these women had a score of 16, healthy women around 33 after 12 weeks. The group with inhibited desire was right up to average, to 33.9 versus 16.9 in the placebo group. So that's something you can get right now if you have that issue. Speaking of men and women, when you travel, I wish I could explain this, but I can't. When you travel as a couple, the male or the female will get different travel-related illnesses. 60,000 travelers here surveyed. Women were more likely than men to get diarrhea and other GI problems, colds, urinary tract infections, and adverse reactions to medications, for instance, those taken to prevent malaria. Men, higher risk for fever, including mosquito-transmitted diseases, ticks and other vectors, and diseases like dengue, malaria, and rickettsia. Men were more likely to be treated for mountain sickness, frostbite, or STDs. Now, that's a different kind of trip. So we don't know why that is. The exact reason, maybe they say men smell bad. Men make more attractive hosts to mosquitoes because the insects are lured by sweat. Women may be more susceptible to GI problems, maybe more likely to seek treatment. You know, guys are not likely to walk in a doctor's office and talk about them body parts because they get embarrassed. Or maybe women are more adventurous eaters. So your next trip, be careful. Okay, you ready? There's a gecko coming to your house. And a gecko, this gecko's not likely to want to sell you insurance. It's actually a very interesting report with broad implications. Why is a gecko going to be coming to your house soon if he doesn't want to sell you insurance? All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Is your marriage in trouble? Has your spouse told you they're not in love with you anymore? Has there been an affair? Are you even considering separation or divorce? There is hope. I'm Dr. Joseph Melnick. As a husband for 40 years and a couples therapist for 25, I believe most marriages can be fixed. That's why I created the US Factor, the program you can use to save your marriage in the privacy of your home. The US Factor shows you how to fix what's wrong in your marriage. Lack of communication, constant arguing, even painful affairs. You won't have to dredge up old arguments. Instead, you'll learn to use simple, powerful techniques that can change your marriage immediately. No one teaches you what to do when your marriage gets really tough, but I will in the US Factor.
Call now and get five little things that can save your marriage free. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846. Call now. 1-800-323-9846. 1-800-323-9846.
Having gout is like living on a volcano ready to erupt into a hot, fiery flare. You try to control it with medicine and diet, but while you may have fewer flares, gout still sends painful reminders of who's in charge. Put flares in their place. Go to gout.com for information and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Maybe that painful mountain could become a molehill. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org, and if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Retailers everywhere have discovered the flat panel TV monitor. Grocery stores, restaurants, banks, even gas stations are piping in entertainment news, stock reports, and up-to-the-minute weather. This is Dan Bain of Trader Joe's. While we have nothing against flat panel TVs for, say, relaxing at home, we think grocery shopping should be a fun social experience. So instead of cold and personal flat-screen TVs, we have live, friendly crew members who are smart and fun to talk with. They'll not only help you find what you're looking for and discover new products, they'll also be happy to share their thoughts on the latest movies, TV shows, or books. Heck, they'll even go outside and check the weather for you if you like. So next time you're in your neighborhood Trader Joe's, the sights and sounds you'll hear are actual people talking with each other. It might not be the most modern concept in the world, but it sure makes shopping for groceries a lot more fun. For the location of the Trader Joe's in your neighborhood, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Brenda. How you doing, Brenda? Hi, Brenda. You're on the air. Hi, Brenda. Did Brenda chicken out? What do you think? Give her three, two. Forget about it, says Heather. Let's go to Mead. How you doing? Welcome to the program.
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. I had a couple of quick comments. It occurred to me that possibly the difference in travel diseases has to do with I've noticed that women tend to eat fresher food, and therefore they might be exposed to varying populations. The other comment I had to say was certain acupuncture and stuff like that tend to work, but I've noticed that the popular in particular situations isn't be validated scientifically.
Yeah, your phone's breaking up terribly, and I'm not sure I completely got that. I agree with you if I read your conclusion. The better the studies, the more carefully done, the less the effect, or let's call no effect, of acupuncture. Of course you do find, there's one recently that's being touted about using acupuncture, using depression-specific acupuncture for women. With postpartum depression and depression during pregnancy. Now, we need something there because now we're finding out SSRIs during pregnancy may have an influence on the baby. So I'm, all for anything that might work, but there's no depression-specific acupuncture points. The ancient Chinese never came up with that. You know, it's like there's no depression acupuncture points for obesity and for all drug addiction, all the things that we've adapted it for, so we can make money from it. So that's that's the basic gist of that. Now the first thing you said, I think it's real. I watch and I travel a lot of couples, and very often women are more adventurous in many ways. I don't want to go to a museum. That's usually the guy's thing. Or I don't want to go out to that restaurant. Where's the McDonald's? Blah, blah, blah. And I don't mean to typify something as complex as a man's brain. But yes, women may be more likely to eat salads, fresh vegetables. And I also think women, let me be semi-crude, women, because they're more used to going to gynecologists and doing what guys would consider embarrassing things, may be more likely to report it or seek out, medical help for a problem like that. And men do very bold things, that's another deal. So, that's why men get maybe mountain sickness. Men, many do crazy things. All right. Let's see. Let's talk to Liz. How you doing, Liz?
Hi, Dr. Adell. I am a very proud grandmother, first time, of a six-week-old grandson.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And he was in the NICU for a couple days after he was born, and then he was having trouble nursing. So my daughter and her husband decided not to have him circumcised because it was just too much. I mean, he'd been through too much, and they were kind of, iffy on that. And I wondered if what percentages of infants nowadays are not being circumcised?
Most are not being circumcised. I'm very, very happy to report. I'll pick up on your, and I congratulate them. And it's not like it's fun for a normal newborn. This is this is a very nasty procedure with no clear benefit, other than cultural habit. And I will use your call. And first of all, tell them, just leave it alone. A lot of parents saying, oh my gosh, she's got a foreskin. We got to do this, do that. You don't retract it. You don't have to do special cleaning. I mean, men all over the world have been left intact. And the rate's getting down to, in the West, definitely most baby boys are not. Maybe in the East, 60% in some places. And the state of Massachusetts will begin a debate in the Senate to ban male circumcision. I mean, that's really, really radical. Whether it'll be successful or not, I don't know. But I forgot to give you a way to get involved in this if you want to. You can go to intactamerica.org, intactamerica.org. And they're looking for your personal stories to get into the debate with the Massachusetts legislature. Funny world, isn't it? People say no to vaccines, but yet they're willing to circumcise their kids. And what kind of information do we trust? All right, I'll be right back. We're going to talk about the gecko coming to your house, not to sell your insurance. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Anti-gang injunctions soon may be coming to San Jose. Councilmember Nora Campos will propose them officially tomorrow, joining Oakland and San Francisco in fighting violent crime this way. Democrats and Republicans at the healthcare summit have agreed that insurance companies should not be able to deny coverage because of pre-existing conditions. In Afghanistan, the fight for the city of Marja has gotten to the point where the Taliban flag has been taken down, replaced by the Afghan flag. The city now is in the control of the Afghans themselves, although they say there is more fighting ahead. The weather, rainy starting at midnight with heavy rain and wind tomorrow. This is KGO.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting Visa Signature credit card perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with Visa Signature, you get great perks, like access to exclusive benefits at the new Visa Signature Luxury Hotel Collection. Visa Signature cardholders receive the best available rate, a room upgrade, complimentary continental breakfast, and more at properties worldwide. Visit VisaSignatureHotels.com for details and to book your stay. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earned. Check out the full list of perks at visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer is subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S. issued Visa signature card. More people go with Visa is based on total purchase volume, purchase transactions, and number of cards in the United States.
If you're a regular KGO listener, you already know about Just Remnants. You know that the name tells part of the story. Just Remnants is a full-service, discount flooring operation. That means you'll find hundreds of rolls of carpet, a veritable forest of hardwood, laminates, and vinyl in stock at both locations. But most important, you know that regardless of sales or discounts elsewhere, Just Remnants prices are lower. Let me say that again. Regardless of sales or discounts elsewhere, Just Remnants prices are lower, up to 70% lower. Full service, professional installation, and great prices. That's the whole story. Visit them on the World Wide Web at justremnants.com or stop by one of their two locations, 950 Piner Road, just west of Highway 101 Santa Rosa, and the corner of Anderson Drive and Bellum Boulevard next to Tap Plastics in San Rafael. Just Remnants, the full-service discount warehouse floor covering store. Tell them Gene Burns sent you by.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days, but when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. For more information, visit www.elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
I was in a store looking at HDTVs, and I said, aren't these all the same? Lucky for me, I have a little voice inside my head. It's Peyton Manning.
Dan, they're not all the same. That would be like you saying we have a similar passing rating. We don't. You can't fake Sony quality. Most major sports are shot on Sony HD cameras, and that HD expertise is used to build Sony Bravia HDTVs.
Go to Sony Style at Stanford Shopping Center to see the new line of Sony Bravia HDTVs. Visit sony.com/Bravia.
Proud to stand behind what they build, Chevy backs its new models with a 5-year, 100,000-mile transferable powertrain limited warranty. Whichever comes first. See dealer for details.
Dr. Dinardell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk about geckos. The actual pitch here is serious, and that is about basic science research. We live in an era, and some of the funding that the Obama administration has proposed, you know, is a little more oriented towards go find a cure for this or that, as opposed to just continue that amazing innate curiosity that we humans have and pursue things because you want to know how they work. So much scientific discovery has come from that kind of thinking. You know, you're just there futzing around in a lab and all of a sudden, bingo, eureka, right? Somebody once upon a time is looking at geckos and looked at their little toes under a microscope and discovered something a lot of you know, that there are millions of little microscopic hairs on geckos' toes. And each of those hairs have hundreds of tips that adhere to surfaces, little via surface tension. And these hairs will stay attached indefinitely. And when you pull a hair off, it doesn't leave any residue behind. So here, UC Berkeley folks have come up with some research, and some Stanford mechanical engineers have developed a prototype for a tape based on gecko adhesion. It's reusable. It's so strong, this kid stuck his 50-pound 8-year-old daughter to a window with it. The kid screamed like crazy. You know, Dad, stop bringing your research home. You know, they stuck the kid to the window. And, you know, the uses are phenomenal, of course. This gecko adhesion technology, like, you know, hanging a picture on the wall with reusable gecko tape doesn't leave a residue or damage the wall. And they're about, they think we're, you know, first commercial product maybe 3 years away. And, of course, there's plenty of conventional adhesives available right now. Actually, the article is in the New York Times. It goes through. I learned all kinds of things about, you know, what really duct tape is good for, what kind of tape to use for what, and gaffer tape, which we use in TV and radio a lot. I love that, always stealing that from production houses. That's a great kind of, great tape. So, no assurance, but yet the basic research coming to you. And there's lots of examples. There's one of, somebody discovering clams, you know, and his mother's bemoaning, my son, what does he do? Well, he studies clams, right? And he found a phenomenal new adhesive that's used surgically, just because we're curious. All right? Okay, let's talk to Brenda. How you doing, Brenda? Welcome again.
Hi. Sorry, I got cut off the first time. I was calling about the SRIs, the antidepressant Wellbutrin, and I was put on that for a while for pain management, and basically threw it back at the doctor because I could not at all achieve a climax whatsoever. It was extremely frustrating. And then if I ran out, I was so dizzy I couldn't even stand up to walk. I've read something I wanted to ask you about, that a doctor said that if you take those things, that your brain actually makes less of it. So the pill's simply replacing what your brain would have made in the first place. Is that?
Well, there could be something to that. That does happen with many types of medications. A classic would be hormones. You take thyroid hormone, your thyroid's going to kind of turn itself off because it says, hey, there's plenty of thyroid hormone in the blood. But it does the gland doesn't make enough, so you're kind of stuck with it. This happens with a whole variety of medications. I don't know that we know the mechanism of action for Wellbutrin. It is not a pure SSRI. And your experience, of course, is different than the Iranian doctors found with treating women with inhibited desire. But listen, any of these things, and this is an important point, if I tell you that a drug, you know, causes an improvement in something, it's just shifting the bell-shaped curve. In other words, some people will be made worse by it, some people a lot better, but the average person will get better. Doesn't mean everybody did. So, I'm not doubting what you're saying. And there's another question here, and I think you answered it, but I need to ask you directly, Brenda. When you take Wellbutrin, if I gave you a real one or I gave you a fake one, a placebo, could you tell when you're taking the real one? Does it cause like a feeling or something in your body, your brain, that you can sense?
Well, I think your reactions to things aren't as overwhelming as they would normally would be, but the side effects to most drugs kind of discourage me from taking them. Like I said, Wellbutrin, I ran out one day. I was so dizzy I could not stand.
Right. Well, that's a real deal. In other words, the lack of orgasm was something you just noticed. But in terms of these placebo studies, where I'm going with this is, if you take a pill and you can feel something, then you know you're getting the real one, that you're not getting the placebo, and that throws everything off. And that's a whole subtext to all scientific studies about you need to, a well-done study, at the end of the study, you will ask people, can you tell whether you were taking the real drug or the placebo? And people answer the questionnaire. And if most people could tell when they were taking the real drug, that kind of undermines the results, doesn't it? Because the whole point of double blind is that you don't know. So in this study, women taking the Wellbutrin, maybe they kind of could tell. The study's coming from Iran. It was published in the British Journal of Urology International. And I don't have the whole study in front of me, so I don't know whether they did that at the end. But I take what you're saying, and I hear it, and I believe you. Doesn't have to help everybody. All right. Let's talk to Maxwell. How you doing, Maxwell?
Good, doctor. I've got a minor arthritis situation. This is just a little annoying, but somebody told me to take 2 teaspoons of honey with 1 teaspoon of cinnamon in hot water twice a day. And I've been doing that now for 3 weeks or maybe a little more and found no effect. So I thought it... find out if you have any particular information on that.
Yeah, well, listen, if I knew honey and cinnamon would help arthritis, believe me, with how common that illness is, you'd hear it from the highest rooftops. It doesn't mean honey and cinnamon has some, don't have any medicinal effects. Cinnamon has an interesting compound in it that may relate to diabetes. Honey can be used directly on wounds, seems to promote healing. But these are old folk remedies. I thought you were going to go with honey, lemon, and vinegar. That's the oldest one. And I used to have a book, thick, multi volumes of folk medicine. And some surveys that were done the early part of this century throughout the Southeast, and I remember North Carolina and Kentucky, going out and talking to country folks about their cures. And there were hundreds of thousands of folk remedies in this book. And some have endured and some don't. I don't know why some do and some don't. The one that says go out and get some frog gallbladders and grind it up. Well, who's got access to frog gallbladders? Not me. But the one that says take some honey and lemon and vinegar, everybody's got that. And so maybe those are the ones that are popular. And when you take them, of course, for many people, not for you, of course, there's a placebo effect and you think you're getting better. And then that's it. You're hooked. Because if I gave you a pill and told you this is a cure and I made it a red pill and I put on my white coat and, patted you on the back, 20-40% of you would feel a little better. It wouldn't last a long time. And, of course, that's a placebo. So the fact that didn't happen, it doesn't mean one thing or the other. I don't think there's any way that honey and cinnamon could help with arthritis. So, sorry. What can I say? 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Spring and summer are on the way. If you have leg veins, now's the time to get them treated. Dr. Bomber White from Laser Light Treatment Center has developed a unique and highly effective non-invasive treatment for varicose veins, vein ablation.
We treat everything in one session. We routinely get 60 to 80% clearance of spider veins. Patients literally walk in with big ropey veins and walk out with those things collapsed before they leave the office. It's so gratifying to see our patients when they've completed their treatment. Happy patients really make us happy.
If you're really looking for immediate, lasting results, you need to call Dr. White. You'll be very happy. Dr. White's treatment made it possible for me to wear the shorts, the capri pants, the dresses. I'm extremely happy with the results that I got.
Get rid of those unsightly veins and wear whatever you want this summer. Call Dr. Palmer White for a free consultation at the Laser Light Treatment Center. Call 415-892-9550. That's 415-892-9550.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree?
Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. Classes begin on June 7th and run through August 30th. In that time, you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement. The Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University begins in June. Call now to reserve your spot. Space is limited. Call 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call, 408-554-4521. Or for more information and a list of other classes, visit kgoradio.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
For Rent-A-Center, where you'll find great values on brand-name furniture, appliances, computers, and electronics.
Like a great selection of Sony HD TVs. This 52-inch bad boy here, it's gonna make me look awesome, dude.
Right. All with no credit needed.
Delivery and setup included, yeah.
And at Rent-A-Center, your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Rock on.
Yeah, Troy, I love your style, brother.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
My name is Shonda Marshall. I'm a single mom, so I have to watch every penny.
We all do. And State Farm agents can help by making sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Just ask for a free discount double check, and you can save hundreds of dollars.
I can't afford to have pride. I have children to feed. But show me how to make a better way and do things on my own, that's perfect.
State Farm agents call that being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket. Talk to one today. State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinardell here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Carl. How you doing, Carl?
Hey, Dr. Dean. I got to take this opportunity to vent a little bit. While you were on vacation, and I'm not begrudging you that, one of my favorite evening talk show hosts, I guess, was ill, and someone stood in for him and had a guest who is a author and a proponent of homeopathy and Bach flower remedies for pets. And during the intro, she made this astonishing statement that the Food and Drug Administration approves homeopathy. And to my knowledge, I don't think the FDA approves systems of medicine. They approve medications and the sort of things that the consumers purchase directly, but they're not endorsing, except perhaps by omission, allopathic medicine, acupuncture, homeopathy, et cetera.
Right.
And I made the mistake of calling in and challenged the host. The host is an attorney, and pointed out that correlation is not necessarily causation. And the author made a number of truly astonishing responses, including that water has a memory, that MRI evidence points out the efficacy of homeopathy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And but the real kicker was the host backed her up by saying, and because these are dogs, it's not a placebo effect. And at that point, I got cut off, but I would really have wanted to have told her, well, you know, whoever is reporting for the dog can certainly experience a placebo effect.
Oh, I don't know. Once again, like so many of you, you ask a question that has so many ramifications and sidebars. First of all, I'm glad you're there. I'm glad somebody would pick up the phone and challenge him. As the more and more I realize we are a small but vocal, powerless group here trying to just bend the common mentality towards trying to think objectively about complex matters. So call up and challenge. Absolutely let them know, because everything you said, I mean, I'm just sitting here chuckling. I'll tell you something about placebo effects in animals. I'll work backwards because my memory works that way. There can be a powerful placebo effect with animals. Here's an example. I have a friend who is a brilliant, that's one of the most brilliant men I've ever known, and he's passed on now. And he was a researcher doing research in the early days with animals. I think they're using rats and taking rat out of a cage and injecting it with something and seeing if something would grow or not. And it seemed to work. And then he thought to himself, you know, I'm going to try something. He just grabbed, and then they, the control animals just stayed in the cages and didn't get the injections. So he just took the animals out of the cage and held them, made believe he was giving them an injection and put it back, and got the same effect. In other words, just touching an animal causes a mammal a release of all kinds of hormones. And so it is indeed very possible, not to mention the human being that is... is recording the events. As far as this excuse about memory having water, I don't know who the person was who wrote the book, but there was an Italian about 10, 15 years ago who claimed they figured out that, you know, water could have a memory, the empty spaces left by the molecules of the real medicine, remembering that homeopathy has nothing in it. And, of course, defies all the laws of chemistry and physics. And, we don't have to go there, but... that was completely discredited. Nobody was able to duplicate it, and we've kind of moved on. And, the proof is in the pudding. And that's all I say, is come on, let's get on with it. We would never tolerate this kind of thinking in a courtroom. We'd flip out. We tolerate it in Congress. That's fine. But in a courtroom, there's a standard for evidence. And I would just like to see us use similar kinds of standards when it comes to evaluating all this hokum. And, let's see. Did I cover all your points? it's quite something. And everybody's got a book to sell. And talk show hosts, listen. Do I need to go here? I've been in this business, television and radio, for more than 30 years. I've met some really wonderful, brilliant, and smart people. I've met some of the dumbest doorknobs I've ever come across, and they are some of you. You're more popular folks. We're here to entertain you is what it is. I like to think this show's a little different, but I wouldn't be here if I couldn't add a little bit of entertainment value. I'd never survive. I mean, I'm here in commercial radio. This is not public radio. I got to live and die by the sword here. So forgive me at times when I have to digress and throw in a joke or try to entertain you. But, some hosts just kind of don't get it. They have a personal bias. They don't understand the issues. And yet we think they do, just the way we think Hollywood stars understand this stuff. So it would sure be nice. Oh, my gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could cure people with nothing, with water or alcohol, right? An empty. I mean, I take the stuff myself. What bias would I have? And the ugly emails I get from people, I'll get them from this conversation, who will accuse me of being a flunky for the pharmaceutical companies. You couldn't find a more independent spirit in medicine at all. I don't have to look over my shoulder at hospital privileges. I don't clinically practice medicine anymore because I got to be clean here. So I don't know what ties you think I have, and why would I deny my family all these fabulous cures? Is it because you're smarter than I am and you know something I don't know? Well, if you know something I don't know, call and tell me. Enlighten me. But you better have your proof. You better have something to back it up other than, I saw it on TV. All right? Enough said. Anyway, I love your call, and I love your perspective, and I love that people are taking an activist view about these things, because it's really critical. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
I knew it was the car, and I wanted it. And it was all good, everything, from the price, the performance, the experience. It was a win-win all the way.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ and 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. Shop over 400 new and certified pre-owned Mercedes from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. Choose the exact vehicle you want. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ or go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com, like Terry from Alameda.
Clearly, this economy's rough. And so it seemed counterintuitive to buy a Mercedes. But I felt like I got the best value in the world and I made the best decision.
Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ. During our spring event, driving a Mercedes-Benz is more affordable than ever. Shop Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland.
I think it makes it affordable for, like, almost anyone.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
We're lucky here in the Bay Area. We have lots of sunshine and the government is still offering big incentives to go solar. And now SolarCity is making it easier than ever for you to get solar power on your home with no upfront cost. We call it SolarCity Solar Lease, and it's changing the way Californians are going solar. Because now you can get a home solar system for zero down. That's right, no upfront cost.
It's what CBS Evening News called a bright idea that can save you a bundle. It's remarkable. You save energy, you save money, you help change the world. Here's another way we're lucky. The first 100 homes in the Bay Area to lock in their contract by February 28th will get $500 cash back. So don't wait. Find out how much you could save on electricity. Visit SolarCity.com or call 877-599-SOLAR. That's 877-599-SOLAR. 877-599-SOLAR. Solar City. We're changing the world one home at a time.
15-year lease, no payment due at signing. Cash back after receipt of first payment following interconnection. For details, call 877-599-SOLAR.
In today's lean economy, cutting costs and increasing productivity is more important than ever. The only question is, how? Well, the answer is easier than you think. Simply, ask Comerica. You could earn up to $400 just for letting us help your business grow. Introducing the Comerica Bank Small Business Growth Package. It rewards small businesses with up to $400 when you sign up for new services that save you time and money. From more efficient ways of paying vendors to managing receivables in a fraction of the time, we'll help you strengthen your bottom line. It's all part of the Comerica Bank Small Business Growth Package. To see how your business can earn up to $400, visit your nearest Comerica Banking Center or comerica.com/grow. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. Program rules available at comerica.com.
Dr. Adele here. Let's talk to Kay in Napa. How you doing, Kay? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Adele. I have listened to you for over 20 years. And
great.
I'm a retired nurse. I used to write you things about dialysis that you got wrong. Anyway, I'm not a shield for that other guy that called. I saw Kevin Trudeau on TV yesterday advertising his book of Cures Doctors Won't Tell You About. And he made this statement, I quote, "My herbal mixture can cure diabetes." I thought I was going to fall off my chair.
Oh, my gosh, Kay, that is nothing. I mean, here's a guy who started out, you know, doing jail time for fraud. Then he gets hit with, a $500,000 fine, then a $2 million fine, and now they're trying to hit him with a $37 million fine. He is not allowed to make health claims, have anything to do with any infomercial having to do with health, and he's in contempt of court, and the hearing is another contempt hearing that's scheduled for about a week and a half. And I, you know, there's a part of me that just has to, you know, has to feel pretty frustrated that with all. And by the way, the last brouhaha with him was he had his supporters. He flooded the judge's email inbox with 300 messages. And then the judge started getting threats from these people that support him. And I don't know what you do. This guy is terribly clever and terribly smart. I mean, he could have made this just as much money legitimately if he wanted to, but he just seems to want to push it. And I just don't understand why people. Yes, I do. I do understand. It's just I don't want to admit it. You know how much money you can make off of American stupidity. It's all it comes down to. So what can I say? If you're going to believe him, I don't know why you're listening to this show. I couldn't imagine anything more opposite. All right, thank you for the call. That's the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click on the radio graphic and enter the promo code KGO to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, KGO. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com.
Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for calling Sears Automotive Center.
Can you fix my car?
Well, at Sears, our ASE-certified Blue Automotive crew mechanics know cars inside and out. We'll find the problem and give you the best price, guaranteed.
Brakes?
Yes.
Tires?
Yep.
Struts?
Of course.
Oil changes?
Totally.
Helsinki smash rod?
You just made that word up, sir.
You're good.
Right now, save on all Goodyear tires. Plus, get $80 cash back by mail with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires before the 28th. And diehard automotive batteries as low as $69.99. Visit SearsAuto.com to learn more. Sears, life well spent.
Whatever your business card says, you're in the business of you. And only you know where you want that business to go. DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management offers 15 different MBA concentrations designed to match both the realities of today's business world and your career ambitions. Keller Graduate School of Management, 4 Bay Area locations, including Oakland. Discover how to grow the business of you at keller.edu.
Gil Gross on KJ.